An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Don Jackson Blattner, I'm sure you have, you're always so bright and cheerful. You probably don't have any annoyances in your day. Is that right?
Oh, you know what? There is something. Does this happen every day? I don't know, but it's people loud chewing, open mouth chewing. It's a big thing. Especially chips. You know?
Yeah, I do. Only because my wife has turned to me before and she's looked at me and I went, "Oh, I'm doing it again."
She goes, "Wives, we know. Yeah, we know how you're supposed to chew and how you're not supposed to chew. Wives know what's up."
Here's Dawn Jackson Blattner. She joins us Thursdays at this time, and what do you know? It's Thursday at this time. Wherever you are right now, remember this is what we do. Dawn Jackson comes on, the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. On Instagram, DJ Blattner. By the way, Dawn, did you see that the world record for women was set for planking?
Yeah, nearly like 5 hours, like 4 hours and like 50-some minutes. I was like, wow, that is, I mean, I can plank with the best of them, but that lady really needs to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. That's a major plank.
Did you see how old she is?
Oh, no. Hey, how old was she, or is she?
58. She is a grandmother of 12. I want to take a look at this gal because she must just be built in a certain way that accommodates the very strenuous task of planking, where you get in a downward push-up position with your forearms and hold it there. How long can you plank, Dawn?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Actually, you know, the reality show that I won, one of the things that we had to do or got to do was plank, and our team planked the longest, and we were there for like at least, I don't even know, 3, 4, 5 minutes. I don't know. We were there for quite some time. But hey, listen, remember we talked about planks and wall sits being these isometric moves that are very good for blood pressure. So I sort of love this as a conversation inspiration that, you know, you're never too old to plank even for 5 hours.
Well, speaking of trendy things, Ozempic is a viral trend or recipe right now. Can you talk to me about Ozempic?
Yeah, I'm sort of obsessed with this. I mean, I love trends come and go on social media, and this one has been around for a couple of weeks. And so you're saying it right, Ozempic. It's sort of a play on words of the weight loss medication, Ozempic. And this got to be socially like so cool. Everyone's talking about it. And here's what the recipe is, okay? The recipe is taking oats, obviously, Ozempic, half of a cup of oats, 1 cup of water, a little squeeze of lime and cinnamon, and blending it up into a drink, okay? And people are saying, oh my gosh, I've never felt so full. I feel like I'm on a weight loss medication because I'm so full from this Ozempic drink. So people are singing the praises of this, and I just have to laugh because at the end of the day, I mean, you know, these people are just drinking a bowl of oatmeal. That's all they're doing. We all know that oatmeal is a very filling breakfast. So I sort of love this trend because it's giving kudos to oatmeal, which there's a special type of fiber in there called beta-glucan that really does keep us more full. Now, I am not a fan of the low protein amount in a typical bowl of oatmeal. I really appreciate Greek yogurt being added to that, a side of eggs or even protein powder stirred in there for protein to make it more balanced, and of course, some sort of fruit with it. But I think this is a great reminder that if you are struggling to feel full and you are thinking, man, you know, all these people on these weight loss medications are saying that they feel full, of course, Ozempic is not a replacement for these medications. They do not work in the same way at all. But oatmeal really can keep you more full if you struggle with appetite. So some of the things that I like to do with oatmeal, if I'm not blending it up, because I'd rather chew it. And research actually says that if you're eating your calories, you will feel more full than if you're drinking your calories. So actually, you'd be smarter to not do the Ozempic shake that they're talking about, but rather actually make a bowl of oatmeal with some protein. Or I really, really enjoy, there's a recipe on my website, 3-ingredient banana bread cookies. And all of these are, I like minimum ingredients and somehow it turns out. This is 2 bananas, rolled oats, and walnuts. And literally all you do is smash it all together, and then you cook them in the oven for about 20 minutes at 375. And they're like little cookies. They're so delicious. They're so naturally sweet by the banana, naturally fiber-rich because of both the banana and the rolled oats. Oh, and the walnuts have fiber, too. So I got to say, I love these. They're a great little three-ingredient cookie.
You made famous here your black bean brownies. I came home the other day, and Brenda made another tin of them, and I had some with my coffee. And that's my go-to brownie now. And I can't believe it because it sounds awful when you what is it, oats and black beans and cocoa, and you blend it all up and smush it together. Do we bake it, Dawn? Do we put it in the oven?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. The brownies are based. One of my favorite part of those is that it's not white flour, but they actually are oatmeal. Speaking of oatmeal, that you blend up and turn it into oat flour. And so it's really great. And then it looks just like brownie batter, yep. And you bake it just like regular brownie.
Yep, yep. And they have the feel and consistency of brownies. They are not as sweet. You use a little, what's the kind of sugar you put in there?
I put coconut sugar in there, but you know, a lot of people have emailed me and said, if I don't have that, could I just use regular sugar? Absolutely, you can. And the crazy part of even using that sugar is so little that the brownies have, I think a typical brownie is somewhere in like the 30 gram of sugar, and these are 6. So it's so much less sugar than a typical brownie.
Yeah. And I know you put that recipe on your website. Is it easy to find? I don't have you up right now. Is it easy to find?
I put it up for your listeners, and I have it. You could just type in brownies, and they come right up. They're called cholesterol-friendly brownies, and they're the ones with the black beans. And to the point of our conversation, and they do have oats in them. There's so many more fun things you can do with oats than just, like, put them in a blender with water and drink them. So
that is pretty funny now that you mention it. Yeah. It's like, guys, you're drinking oatmeal, but it's one cup of water, one half cup of oats, some lime and cinnamon. And then just real quick here, and then we'll get to some questions. 312-981-7200. What's your cue? We've got the A's from Don Jackson Blattner, the three-ingredient banana bread cookies. So how do I do those, Don?
Okay, so this, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm big on the three ingredients. Two bananas mashed up, rolled oats that I just mix in there with some walnuts. I make them look like cookies with a little scoop. I make 16 little cookies and bake them for 20 minutes at 375. And they don't really spread at all like a cookie because there's, you know, no sugar in them and there's no, like, fat in them or anything. So when they come out of the oven, I press them down with, like, a small little juice glass or a little glass so that they smash down and they look like cookies more instead of, like, little balls.
Right.
And they're, like, 45 calories each. They have a little protein, a little fiber. And you know, they're just a fun thing to have around if you're looking for more oats in your life, because are filling.
Do you put the ingredients in a blender, or how do you smash them and mix them?
No, surprisingly that the bananas, here's the key word maybe I should use when I say ripe bananas, you know, none of the green looking bananas. Right. Really use a ripe, sweet, mushy type banana, like you would banana bread. That's why I call them banana bread cookies. Because I was like, you know what? I don't have any of the ingredients to make banana bread, but I kind of have these bananas rotting. What can I do with them? So smash up those super ripe bananas, and then that really is how everything sticks together with the rolled oats and the walnuts.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is here, the registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her at dawnjacksonblattner.com, on Instagram, DJ Blattner. Dawn, if I wanted to hire you for my family, my business, my club, do I just go to the website? How do people do that?
Yes, thanks for asking. Yeah, right on my website, you can just contact me, and I have a variety of packages and things I can do to help people. Yep.
I want you to come to my house, and when I walk by that plate of cookies, you slap my hand. Do you have that service?
Hey, you know what? I would probably do. I would probably say, hey, can I have that recipe? And I do some tweaks to the recipe, then I'd be like, hey, enjoy your cookies. They now have oats in them and beans in them and all sorts of stuff in there. I like really tweaking recipes. I'm a big believer in eat what you crave, but make it with better for you ingredients. Because I want to eat pizza and burgers and tacos and cookies and everything. And so I do, and I eat the original forms as well, but mostly I try and tweak things so that I can get all these good nutrients in my body and feel energized. I mean, part of why I do this isn't so that it's like, oh, I'm the healthy eater. Yeah, so I get to be a healthy eater. No, I'm a healthy eater because I want energy at 3 o'clock to do the things I want to do. I want to be a healthy eater because it makes me feel good and do the things I enjoy doing.
All right, here come the texts and the calls. I'll go fast, you go fast. Ready?
Okay.
How's Dawn coming along with healthy Pop-Tarts? Is there any pastry and fruit combo that would be tasty but partially healthy? Are you working on that, Dawn?
Okay, very, very briefly, I tried one round and it was a big flop, just so you know. So maybe this will re-inspire me.
John, would you ask Dawn about oxalates, O-X-A-L-A-T-E-S, in plant foods such as spinach and Swiss chard?
Yeah, so it is true that oxalates are natural compounds that are found in, like, fruits and vegetables, nuts, potatoes, blah, blah, blah. And some people feel like they need to avoid them because they're called this anti-nutrient, that they maybe bind to other minerals we need and make them harder to absorb. However, the biggest thing to know is that so many healthy foods have oxalates in them. It is not a great idea to avoid them, except for somebody who needs to do that for their kidneys. So sometimes people have calcium oxalate kidney stones. It's the most common form of kidney stones. So for these people, usually you can play around with the oxalates in their diet. Actually, there's a cool thing called lemonade therapy that you could talk to your doctor or your dietitian about to help people create less of these kidney stones. There's research on that. But anyways, by and large, most of us don't need to worry about it that much. But if you are on a kidney special diet, you know, it is possible you do.
Elizabeth has a question for you from Manuka. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on WGN.
Hi, John. Hi, Dawn. My question is about, I've been reading a lot about Manuka honey, and it's got different ratings, MGO ratings. If you can cook with it, it's supposed to be good for healing and scarring. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so honey itself is, in general, a really great sweetener. It's one of those things where you say, okay, it's still a sweetener, so watch how much you use. But your particular type of honey is very interesting. This Manuka honey does have, it's your MGO is exactly right, what you're saying. And that is like methyl glycol oxal. Something like that. It's very close to that. And what that is antibacterial properties potentially in these higher rating MGO honeys. So it costs more, but if somebody is using it for particularly not just sweetening things that they're cooking with, but say, you know, they want to have a cup of warm water with some honey for their voice or for their throat. I think getting Manuka honey with a higher MGO actually makes a lot of sense. And they sell it at, you know, many of the grocery stores right by your honey. And so I have that in my cabinet for those special uses. And I don't really use it, though, for regular baking and cooking.
Ladies, is that Elizabeth, is that from Manuka, Illinois, the Grundy County town and school?
New Zealand,
no,
I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, not good. I thought, wow, little old Manuka has a special kind of honey. Because I was the president of the Manuka High School French Club both my junior and senior year. How did that slip out? All right, Elizabeth.
I just love that you somehow worked in that, humble brag.
thank you, Elizabeth. Joel, you're on WGN with Don Jackson Blattner. What can we do for you, Joel?
Yeah, Dawn, I exercise a lot, and I use those small containers of protein, you know, like Boost and Ensure, and there's others that are good, I guess. And I use it for it's anywhere from 20 to 30 grams of protein in them. What do you think of those small little drinks?
I love them. I think they are amazing. They're ready to drink. They're ready to go. And for a lot of people, they have trouble getting 20 or 30 grams of protein, eating enough around exercise to do that. So if you're somebody who really is struggling to get quick protein in before or after or both your workout, I think they are a smart move. But of course, you know, they don't replace food and having fruits and vegetables and whole grains and nuts and seeds. But, you know, as a nice little Band-Aid for protein, great.
Joel, thanks for the call. Paul, you're on WGN with Don Jackson Blattner. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Don, there's an old world recipe that's raved by celebrities and common folks alike to relieve arthritis. I wonder if you're familiar with it and if there's any credence to this. And it's called Drunken Raisins. It's a gin-soaked raisin.
Yep. Well, you know what? We have talked about them once on this show before. And one of the things about it is, like you said, for pain and swelling and stiffness, very much an old wives' tale. Science has not backed up exactly why the heck this works. Some people say maybe it's the juniper berries in the gin. Some people say, hey, maybe it's those yellow raisins that they use, you know, to make this recipe. Bottom line is, I tell people, there are many anti-inflammatory foods that actually do have research, like turmeric and black pepper, ginger. So if somebody's coming to me and they want some inflammation help, I'm going to go with more of the turmeric and ginger. However, I'm also a big fan of, if somebody has done this for years and they say, man, you know what, there's no science, but I feel like it's working, I say there's no harm to keep it going. But I do lean into more of the turmeric and ginger world.
Right, I get that. But you sound a little bit like my dentist who said, if your teeth are healthy and clean and you're not getting cavities, keep doing what you're doing, as opposed to prescribing something that he thinks is superior. And if gin-soaked raisins are giving you arthritis relief, you're not going to talk me out of that, are you?
Right, exactly not. And like I said, you know, there are people these days sort of looking into, is it, you know, the juniper in the gin? Maybe it is. Maybe there is something to this because so many people say it's so good. It's usually something like 9 golden raisins that are soaked in this, like, you know, spoonful of gin that you're taking. So it's not that much, once or twice a day. And so it's not like people are getting totally drunk on this, or, you know, this is a heavy alcohol thing. So like you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. However, if you are looking for true science-backed stuff, it's also out there.
I'll be doing some research in that field later this afternoon, early this evening, and I will report back to you next week. That's Dawn Jackson Blattner. She is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. Reach out to her at dawnjacksonblattner.com. Follow her on Instagram, DJ Blattner, and listen for her next Thursday here between 11:30 and noon. Okay, Dawn, another mission accomplished. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.